Welcome, this is the Halogenix Masterclass, Rebuilding a Dubplate Style Intro in Ableton Live 12 for Breakbeat Science. This lesson is intermediate and focused on workflow. We'll reverse engineer the sonic and structural cues that make a Halogenix style intro and rebuild them using only live stock devices. Expect filtered atmospheres, pitched sample texture, punched break manipulation, tape-like resampling, and echo-based dub repeats. Everything is session-friendly and reproducible. Start by setting your project tempo to 172 BPM. That's the working range for this style. Use Arrangement View for clarity while you automate. Step 1. Project and track layout. Create the following tracks: an audio track called Sample Bed, a MIDI track called Break Rack loaded with a drum rack, an audio track called Crackle for a one-shot, and an audio track called Resample with its input set to resampling. Add two return tracks. Return a named echo and return B named reverb. Put echo and reverb devices on those returns and set their send knobs to unity for now. Finally, heap a master chain for final glue processing. Use locators to mark a 1632 bar intro area before you record. Step 2. Build the atmospheric bed. Drop a melodic or textural sample into Simpler on the sample bed track. If it's short, use Warp Complex and stretch it to 2-4 bars. If longer, use Simpler's loop region. Pitch the sample down between -12 and -24 semitones to get that dubplate weight. Tweak Simpler's start and end to find a lush tonal region. Chain these stock devices on the track. EQ 8. High pass around 30 Hz and a gentle cut in the 200-400 Hz muddy area if needed. Then autofilter set to a low pass type with cutoff around 300 Hz to start and resonance about 1.2. We'll automate this. Add saturator with drive around 2-4 and soft clip enabled. Add grain delay with a small grain size, 10-20 ms, spray 0, feedback 0-5%, and mix around 10-20% for micro smear. Send a controlled amount of the bed to echo and reverb for space. Automate auto filter cutoff, so the bed opens from roughly 300 Hz to 6-8 kHz over the course of the intro. Slightly increase saturator drive toward the end to add grit as things evolve. Step 3. Add the crackle layer. Load a vinyl or crackle one-shot onto the crackle audio track. Either loop it very subtly or place repeated clips across the intro. Put an EQ8 on it to low pass above 8-10 kHz so it's felt more than heard. Use utility, with width around 130% or a small chorus for stereo texture. Send a little of the crackle to echo, with low feedback and a dark filter on the echo so the crackle throws occasional, musically placed repeats. Step 4. Deconstruct the breakbeat. Drop an amen or another percussion loop into the project and right-click to slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing so each hit becomes a pad in a drum rack. Audition slices and replace weak hits with simpler sampled one-shots if needed. Program a 2-bar MIDI pattern that's broken, ghosted kicks, halftime snare placements, shuffled hi-hats and off-grid timing to match the intro groove. On the drum rack chains, or on a drum rack return, a drum bus with drive around 2-4 and set transient control to taste. Use EQ8 to cut sub below 40 Hz and add a compressor or glue if you want subtle pumping for creative processing, and beat repeat either on a return track or directly on the drum rack. Set beat repeat to 1/8 or 1/16 rate, grid 1/32, with a short gate, and automate grid size or gate length to create stutters that grow denser toward the drop. For half-speed textures, duplicate the break, set warp to complex and transpose -12 semitones, and sit that copy low in the mix for a big dub body. Step 5. Create the core dubplate resample. Group the intro tracks you want to commit and prepare the resample track. Set resample's input to resampling, arm it, and record the full performance of the intro region, 16 to 32 bars, while you perform your autofilter sweeps, echo send hits, and beat repeat throws. This captures the live character and echo tails. On the recorded resample clip, trim to an impactful 2-8-bar section you want as the stab. Use Warp Complex, then use Clip Transpose Automation to create pitch movement. For example, automate from -200 cents up to 0 across a few bars. Insert EQ8 and saturator on the resampled track, and another auto filter for added movement. Duplicate the resampled clip. Push one duplicate up +12 semitones with reduced low end for a bright counter layer, and another duplicate down -12 for sub weight. Be mindful of phase when layering pitched copies. Step 6. Dubstyle delay and reverb. On return A, the echo, set delay sync to 1/8 dotted or 1/4 depending on how big you want the repeats. Set feedback between 35-55%. Use echo's internal filters. low pass around 1.22 kHz and high pass around 250-400 hertz, so echoes get darker over time. Add small modulation for tape wobble and set dry/wet between 30-50%. Route the sample bid and resample to echo and automate their send amounts to push hits into repeats. On return B, the reverb, use hybrid reverb or reverb with pre-delay of 30-80 ms, decay of 2-4 seconds, and high-frequency damping. Use this for large tails, and automate the return volume so tails are gated or reduced just before the drop to keep clarity. Step 7. Movement and stereo treatment. Add subtle stereo movement to the bid with auto pan or chorus on low settings. Preserve monocompatible low end by duplicating your resampled sub to a dedicated track, low pass it, and set utility width to 0% below 120 hertz. Tighten transients on the break with fast compressor settings or a transient shaper to make hits cut through. Step 8. Final glue and master chain. On the master bus, use a Q8 for a gentle low cut below 20-30 hertz, a glue compressor with slow attack and medium release for cohesion, and a limiter at the end. Leave headroom. This is an intro, not a final master. Step 9. Arrangement touches that give the Halogenix feel. Automate big filter moves on the resampled dubplate stab so the reveal snaps open at the drop. Use short muted breaks and off-grid ghost snares to build tension. Add a halftime chop one or two bars before the drop by duplicating and transposing a break or by automating clip transpose for a convincing halftime swell. Use beat repeat sparingly. Enable it for short, dramatic sections by automating the device on and off. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overprocess the resample. Too much saturation and heavy low passing can wash out transients, so keep one drier copy for clarity. Don't use Beats Warp mode for long tonal bids. Complex or Complex Pro preserves tonal integrity when pitching and stretching. Avoid slathering reverb on everything. Send selectively and automate sends. Watch echo feedback and filter the return to prevent harsh high-frequency buildup. And always mono the low end. Widening sub-bass will collapse on club systems. Pro tips. Map key performance controls. Auto filter cutoff. Echo send and feedback. Saturator drive. To macro so you can perform and resample in one take. Use simpler as transpose when possible for cleaner, CPU-friendly pitch changes. Create a resample FX group with your echo and reverb chains to resample variations quickly. Use small bursts of beat repeat with sidechain compression to add glitchiness without losing rhythmic clarity. Save your resampled stabs to a dedicated dubplate stabs, Halogenix folder for reuse. Mini practice exercise. One, load a short melodic sample into Simpler. At 172 BPM, create a 16-bar bid by pitching it minus 12 semitones and automating auto filter cutoff from 300 hertz to 7 kHz. 2, slice any 2-bar break into a drum rack and program a broken 2-bar pattern with ghosted kicks and off-grid hats. 3, route everything to resampling and record a 16-bar take while performing the auto filter sweep and sending hits to echo. 4, take the resampled clip, duplicate and transpose minus 12 on one copy, add saturator and EQ, then make a short 2-bar stab by duplicating small slices. That's your dubplate stab. Extra workflow hygiene. Save a lightweight template with tracks named sample bid, break rack, crackle, resample, echo and reverb and default devices loaded. Call it dubplate intro template.als. Set your master fader to minus 6 to minus 12 dB headroom before recording. Use locators so you can loop and record multiple takes. When you commit to a heavy pitched bid with complex warp, freeze and flatten or resample to save CPU. Resampling workflow notes. You can resample live in real time by arming an audio track to resampling and recording performance, or export the master for a rendered, consistent file. Keep one dry resample and one wet resample. Layer them for character and clarity. When you resample multiple performances with varying macro settings, you can comp and splice the best bits. Clip level pitch choices. Use simpler transpose for clean pitch moves, and use clip transpose or warp when you want time stretch artifacts. Complex or Complex Pro give the best tonal results. If pitched breaks lose attack, layer a short, unpitched transient one shot to restore punch. Designing the dubplate stab for reuse. Record multiple takes with different macro settings. Slice the best stab into simpler or sampler. Map tuned versions across keys. And build a stabs rack with parallel chains for clean, grit and wide characters. Macro controls can crossfade these chains when performing. Advanced echo and reverb techniques. Automate echoes filter and feedback during repeats to turn a simple delay into an evolving dub echo. Use AQ8 and M/S mode on returns to tame side harshness while keeping mid clarity. Use pre-delay and return volume automation to give tails without smearing transients. Compress returns with sidechain from your main break to duck echoes under hits. Break manipulation tips. When slicing, set sensitivity so you get musical chunks rather than tiny cymbal slices. Replace thin snares with layered ones and use transient shaping to glue them. For halftime effects, try automating the resample clips transpose instead of always duplicating and transposing loops. Use beat repeat sparingly. Map it's enabled to a macro to perform it cleanly. Derrido and low-end management. Use M/SAQ or utility to mono the low-end below 120 Hz. Phase check stacked pitched layers and nudge timing by a few milliseconds if you hear comb filtering. Keep the low end simple, use a dedicated sub track when the drop needs defined subs. Troubleshooting quick fixes. If warping sounds metallic, try Complex Pro or freeze and resample. If echo feedback gets harsh, add an EQ on the echo return and automate a high frequency dip as feedback increases. For CPU issues during resampling, disable heavy devices temporarily or bounce stems and re-import. Saving and reusing work. Save interesting resampled stabs as clips in your user library. Save simpler presets with correct root keys, and create a small project template that includes your best stabs. Use clear naming like Dubstab V01 Wet and Dubstab V01 Dry and mark bar ranges with locators.